stay awake and be ready. For you do not know on what day the Son of Man will come. With 10 days ago, when I heard the news, the Father Jack in France was killed during celebrating his Mass. My first impression from it is I had to be vigilant. We don't know at what time we will go back to God the Father. As a matter of fact, in reflecting back my life, at least 4 to 5 times I should have died. Just a matter of seconds. So God keeps my life until today. For me, there is some meaning. First of all, I was not ready to go to see him, so he didn't keep me there. Otherwise, I don't know where I should go. Until today, Jesus still asking me to get prepared. So, the best way for each one of us to prepare his coming, not his second coming, his second coming is the end of the world. The first coming is a time when we die. So we don't know when you're supposed to have a long life. And Jesus also, I think 2 weeks ago, the gospel said, my friend, don't get ready so many things for tomorrow. Tonight, you will die. It could happen. So what's the best way to prepare? According to my experience, the best way is to live well every present moment. The past will never come. The future but necessarily belong to us. Only at the present moment I can say my yes. At the present moment I can do the best of my part, the will of God the Father. So at this moment, what's the best thing? The best thing, according to my understanding of Mother Teresa, he informed the priest, she always says, say your Mass as if it's the first Mass, the last Mass, and the unique Mass. With this spirit, I and you can live up to the full. If we just worry too much things of the past and future, we do not have the energy to live better in this moment. So, it's an invitation of the Lord. Every moment is a solemn moment to love. This moment, your love means you're listening. My love to speak. When there is mutual love, there is the presence of the Lord. It's a promise. See Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. The 2 or 3 are united in my name, I am in your midst. In his name, please love one another. Then Jesus would be present among us. So that's why so many times even the priest could not preach as best as he can, but you get some ideas from the Lord. Why? Because you live in love. When there is love, there is a presence of the Lord guiding the Holy Spirit is in you. And that's the joy of our life, is not do great things. I think you understand also Mother Teresa says, in small things, you can do great things together. Because God's love is greater than any success of humanity. So let us try not today at this Mass, with full attention, sing well, listen well, and pray well, especially after Holy Communion. Take your time, stay with Jesus. Jesus yearning to be with us. Remember at the Garden of Gethsemane, after the Last Supper, Jesus prayed with three apostles nearby. They were asleep, and Jesus woke them up and said, "Friend, can you stay with me? But the time is for an hour. But now he will invite you. Stay with me for a couple of minutes at least. Don't just worry going out to what, thinking about what to do in the afternoon and what is in your mind. Stay with me. Nothing else but live well that moment, the present with the Lord."